Let's not forget about Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley is there. I hear you've been traveling over the weekend, Joe.
Bob, yes. Good afternoon from Odessa, that great Ukrainian seaside city, where I believe your father was from. Mm-hmm. Your family came from here.
Mm-hmm.
And today is the 600th day of Russia's war on Ukraine. And it's 600 days. Kind of tough to think about and tough to imagine. But then when I look at the life around me, whether I'm in Kyiv, where I was this morning, and over the weekend or here in Odessa, it really is great to see, you know, even when you see traffic jams, as I did in Kyiv this morning, people are happy to see that. It's a sign of life returning. I have not been to Odessa in about a year. And so this is the first time I've been here since the Russians really began to attack the city, as it did the past several months. And so after we finish speaking today, I'll walk around and I'll see some of the destruction, including that Transfiguration Cathedral, which was hit by a direct Russian strike. This city, Odessa, is, you know, a little bit New Orleans, a little bit Miami, a little bit old world Europe. It has these lovely boulevards. Right now, I'm standing in the middle of one of these boulevards, and it's filled with open air bookshops, coffee shops, fishmongers. And it's sunnier here than in much of Ukraine. I haven't seen the sea yet, but I'll have to go take a look. And, you know, as I was driving down from Kyiv this morning through the beautiful rolling hills of Ukraine, and you see that black soil, that really fertile soil, and just, you know, what a breadbasket this is for the world. And over the weekend in the city of Kyiv, you know, Kyiv has not even had an air alarm in over 2 weeks, let alone an attack. And so there is a strange period of calm. And I went to, on Saturday night, a punk concert. I think I've played the music before from this band called Dite Ingenieri, Sons of Engineer or Children of Engineers. And it was crowded. And it was really great to see people, you know, sort of letting off steam. And one of the one of their new songs is called TETS, which is an acronym for Ukrainian energy plants. And the song is about looking out the window and seeing that the energy plant is working. Because, you know, it was a year ago from last week that the Russians began to attack Ukrainian infrastructure. And much of last winter, people spent in the dark and the cold and without water. And, you know, people are expecting that again this year, but everyone's ready. Everyone has their generators. And so as I was at that punk show, you have this song about, you know, being happy that the power is working and everyone is jumping up and down. And you really see this defiant spirit. Even as we look forward to what could be a difficult winter, there is no moping around, just such great energy. And as I was walking into the show, I was talking with my friend Stas, who was wounded in battle, a soldier, and he had been hoping to attend, but he was still in the hospital. And so I got off the phone and I went into the show. And at that moment, the band was auctioning off Stas's bulletproof vest in order to raise money to buy some drones and other things for the soldiers. And they were able to auction it off for $3,000. And so you see this great connectivity of everyone in the time of war. And then yesterday in Kyiv, I had some Crimean Tartar friends invited me to a concert. It was a folk concert. They had Ukrainians in traditional costumes. My friend Safi, her family, she's from the Crimean Peninsula, you know, the Muslim Tartar people of that peninsula that has been occupied since 2014. Her grandmother still lives in occupation, and she's singing these lovely Crimean, traditional Crimean Tartar songs on a you know, a calm Sunday afternoon in Kyiv. And then afterward, we went to there was a small little cafe and with some of these Crimeans, including a Crimean journalist, Aydar, who was on many. The Kremlin has wanted to kill him for a long time because he actually reported in Moscow for many years, and he's reported against Putin. And so we had these great dissidents in this little cafe, and the bartender, she has a PhD in architecture. And my friend, the Crimean journalist, Aydar, he said, oh, you know, only in Kyiv would you see, you know, your bartender has a PhD, you know, this lovely lady with, you know, and very brilliant. And so what I saw there over that weekend, you know, everyone, the longer you go without an attack, you know, there is, people get a little bit nervous. You know, every day you wake up and say, you know, is today going to be something huge? So you get a bit nervous, but also there's increasing confidence. And I think, you know, it was September 22nd when Ukraine hit the Russian Black Sea Fleet headquarters and with those British Storm Shadow missiles. that was dramatic. And the Russian, I mean, by all accounts, the Russian Black Sea fleet has been pretty well crippled, and they've had to move further away. And so, again, while no one's complacent, there are very strong signs here. And so much of this, of course, is being obscured by what Hamas has been doing in Israel and how Israel's responding. But as I've talked to people about it, you know, Russia throws around these nuclear threats. Hamas cynically hides behind Palestinian civilians. But what I see here in Ukraine and what I think we're seeing in Israel, you see two cultures that say we do not need to be held hostage by these scare tactics. And that's definitely what I see here, whether I'm in Odessa or in Kyiv.
One of these days, I'd love to visit the land where my father came from. But as you've described it over the months here with the music and the humor of the people there, I'm beginning to understand how my dad got his personality, Joe.
Yeah, well, as we've talked about, Odessa is a city of jokes and just a wry sense of humor and a very different feel. Kyiv is very fast moving. In Odessa, they take their time, and it's and especially, you know, that's what's helped them. I mean, because in the mid to late summer, they were hit almost every other night for several weeks in a row by those drones, and you know, the sense of humor fortifies you in those difficult circumstances. And now here they are, still. I mean, the city is lovely as it always is. And speaking of music, I wanted to share with you from last week. You know, it was a heavy week with looking at what was happening in Israel. And by the way, a member of that band I mentioned, that punk band, the drummer, his grandfather was in one of the kibbutzes that was attacked by Hamas. And so we do see, you know, there are great connections, especially between Ukraine and Israel. Here in Odessa was where the Hebrew language was revitalized in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The Jews of Odessa and from around the world came here and revitalized the Hebrew language, and it began to create this idea that they wanted to return to Israel. So a lot of that happened here. But I wanted to share you a song with you, a little clip. I was walking through Lviv, far away from here, last week, and there was a group of students on a bench, and they were just singing. It's just a great sign of, again, of the spirit of the people. They were singing this traditional song. Well, it's a song from the 1960s, but it's become a Ukrainian folk song. Chivona Ruta, which means kind of red rue. It's a mythical flower that's supposed to turn red on the feast of St. John the Baptist every summer. And so these four students were singing, and they saw that I was on the radio, so they wanted to share this little snippet of music with you all today.
Там червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя врода.
I don't know what they're saying. It's so light and bright. You get a nice feeling when you hear that.
Exactly. And, you know, as you walk through the cities of Ukraine, you hear people singing. And this is, you know, it's all these little things. It's sort of a forge, making everyone more cheerful and stronger in the face of these threats. And so, you know, I think, I mean, it's, you know, I would say, I mean, even and I'm traveling. I'll be speaking to you from somewhere else tomorrow. The places where I'm going, I have a heavy feeling based on what has happened there. And I think everyone does, you know, you have these bad feelings often enough here. But it's hearing people sing in the streets. It's looking at these coffee shops or people sitting outside reading a book on a bright, sunny day. These things give people energy and confidence to keep going.
Unbelievable what's going on while war rages on. It's amazing. Travel safe, and we'll talk tomorrow. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, thank you, as always.
Bob, until tomorrow. Thank you.